in a year when they have rewritten the record books. The greatest season in MLS history is now complete as Toronto FC win their first ever MLS Cup, and the trophy will have a home north of the border for the first time.
Maradona turns like a little eel and comes away from trouble. Little squat man comes inside Butcher, leaves him for dead. Outside Bennett leaves him for dead and puts the ball away.
Do not make them like him anymore. What more can you see?
Suarez switching the play to Neymar. Neymar, great opportunity. And already it's a goal for Barcelona. Messi was involved. Suarez was involved. Neymar applied a classy finish.
Guys, another week of Football Weekly Podcast back again. I know it's been a while, but we are going to get this thing down weekly, aren't we, Joe?
A little bit of a roll now.
Yeah, I think so. But guys, as usual, you can reach us, and we'll get to you, Joe. Guys, as usual, you can reach us at www.footballweekly.com, football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L, weekly.com. You can reach us on Twitter at football underscore weekly. Football spelled again, F-U-T-B-O-L. Joe, your Twitter handle?
JoeCola4.
JoeCola4, people, if you want to get him at Twitter. If you want to get to myself, at @Reginaldinho_5. Number of different ways you can subscribe to our podcast. You can get us on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn. We're on Player FM. Again, last week I told you, or the last show we did, I told you we might be trying to get an Instagram account, and we might be getting on Spotify. So stay tuned for those two different ways to get at us as well. There's a number of different podcatchers you can reach us on as well. So just on our website, you can go through all the podcatchers you can get us on, and you can use your favorite one to get the show. So I wanted to get that out of the way, because this show is going to be busy. It's going to be hectic. It's going to be frantic, just like the transfer period. So guys, stay tuned, get stuck in, and we'll be right back with the Football Weekly Podcast. Joe, the silly season indeed.
Yeah, two major things, I guess, like major things at the top of the EPL. Obviously, we mentioned last week, too, with Sanchez, but now it was official. So now it's official.
Good riddance. Yeah,
we said, see you later, Alexi. And, I mean, he scored his first goal today, missed the penalty and scored the rebound, but whatever, we'll get to that. But
I wonder who he's going to try to blame for that.
Yeah, and then you're... What we rumored, what we all knew, was the worst kept secret. Aubameyang was finalized, played today for Arsenal. So Reggie, you didn't jinx it. You made it happen.
Hey,
you had Mkhitaryan come into the team, 3 assists, not bad. Aubameyang scored a goal. Okay, questionable offside.
Point, no, it was offside. Scored a goal. It was 100% offside.
Yeah, but he scored a goal. He scored. He was active. He was ready. All that stuff.
Yep.
You know, so I guess with the transfer, I mean, you got to say that the 2-for-1, if you will, I mean, if you're going to lose Alexis Sanchez to get those two guys, you could be worse off. I mean, that's putting it mildly. What do you think as a Gunners fan, right?
Listen, they didn't sell him in the summer. I've seen this movie 100 times, and this is how it's going to end. This guy's going to leave for free at the end of the season, and we're going to get nothing for him. Yeah. So to turn around in the wintertime and get a player like Mkhitaryan, and to be honest, I heard of him, seen him play a couple of times in Dortmund, but again, Bundesliga is a different animal. And I just know, for his EPL pedigree, I just know what he's done at Manchester United, which isn't much. So to swap two players, yeah. One being, I hate to say this, the quote-unquote heart of the team, because maybe in the first couple of seasons he was here, he was the heart, but the last couple of seasons he was kind of a detriment to the team. But I mean, just to swap them straight up, if you were to swap them straight up, you scratch your head and say Manchester United won that, right?
Yeah, a different type of player, and obviously more impactful would be Alexis Sanchez. But when you put in Aubameyang, I think that's the tipper for me.
We didn't have him when we swapped Alexis, right?
Yeah, that's why I think when you couple it is, you know, the period. I think in that period, that's a bet. Like, if you're going to lose, you know, a top player like Alexis Sanchez in terms of ability and where you put him in, you know, category in the world, to get Aubameyang back is great. I mean, that way is good. Attacking-wise, I think even what you saw today, yes, it was Everton and so on. But, you know, yeah, I think no one could argue with that. That's a good piece of business for them, too.
No, 100%.
I think it's good. In watching them and, you know, the same old thing is, you know, it's what's going to happen next. And here's the same old problem. I think that's good. You solidified that. You made up for it. You plugged the hole and maybe got a little bit better. Maybe, you know, even patched it up pretty strong with getting those two, and you fix the attacking problem, if you will,
right,
because of Alexis leaving. But it's the same old damn thing with Arsenal. Who's the, like, you know, if Koscielny is consistently there, if Mustafi can play with Koscielny, all that stuff, who is the guy that's going to take the team from the scruff of the neck and do the dirty work? And I think that's the problem that will still lie with Arsenal. It's nothing else has changed. So I think you're obviously a diehard fan, and I think the fan base is saying, great, this is great. Aubameyang, no problem. Mkhitaryan fits us. You can see, you know, with the slick type of, you know, football that Arsenal plays, soccer that they play. But again, they still are lacking that tough, gritty, hold it together player. It's not.
It's not. He's terrible.
And that's not knocking Xhaka. He's a good player.
Not in this. He can't play. It's too fast. This league's too fast for him, man.
I don't think. Look. If you look at Matic, then you know.
You saw him play against Tottenham. Terrible. It's too slow.
Well, especially when you're playing with the guys in the style that Arsenal plays, and then asking the recoveries maybe by him. And that's what I'm saying. I think there's still a tough, hard-nosed center back and a tough, gritty, hard man in the middle to compete. And this is, I think we can go back to our pods 2 years, 3 years, and we're still saying the same thing. So, you know, for me, even, you know, as a semi-neutral, I mean, because I do enjoy watching Arsenal play. As a neutral, I still like them, like watching them play soccer. And I think their first goal today was great evidence. I'm not sure if you saw it against Everton. You know, it was a great build-up, fantastic ball out by Aubameyang after some combinations out to Mkhitaryan into Aaron Ramsey. So, I mean, like, it's great soccer. What's going to happen next? And I think that's what all, you know, true Arsenal fans are looking at. So, I don't know, Reggie. I think they did great in the window that way, but they still haven't solved that issue. And I think that comes down to many things, you know, stubbornness of.
Let me ask you a question. And you've watched this formation with your national team, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're watching Italy play. How many times do you see the other team have breakaways against the Italian national team playing this formation that Arsenal's playing, which is a copy of Conte's formation?
Yeah.
How many times do you see a breakaway? Like a one-on-one with your defender?
Yeah. Again, different mentality. Not many, but
yeah, exactly. You know why? Because your defensive midfielder is playing defensive midfield.
Yeah, and I think with Arsenal, you know, I don't think it's Of course, formation's got something to do with it. I really believe it's mentality and approach. And no matter what that mentality of approach is, it's everybody wants to be Ozil. Everybody wants to be fantastic on the ball. And I think that's where the winning formula has lost it. And you know, that's the same old thing. I think if we're talking transfer and what they need to fix in transfers and building a squad, we all know, like, we know that they needed to fix that. Now, to give them credit in this sense, let's just deal with the, you know, I don't want to say present, future, but the immediate situation. They lost Alexis Sanchez, premier attacking player in the world. No one can deny that. So they had to, you know, at least even to satisfy the fan base and restore faith even in the players that remained that, hey, we lost Alexis, we're going to go get this. And that was good. I think Arsenal could have taken 20 steps backward. It's a good thing they didn't go backward, but they're still kind of, you know, they made back their money kind of deal, right? And now it's like, okay, well, now that we've broke even, let's go make some profit. And I know that's not a good thing to say when you're talking about Kroenke. That's a good analogy. But I mean, in terms of going forward and really strengthening the squad, right? Because I guess our next issue we were going to look at, you know, and Man City was looking to buy everybody.
Well, that's the formula at Man City, right?
It is. And, you know, it is. And Reggie, you know, I think today on today's pod, instead of arguing about, you know, Pep's tactics and how it looks, I think here's what, tactics. You know.
Well, it's like Golden State Warriors. They're not running plays.
And I think that's what it was. So if last year was a trial by fire for Pep Guardiola and understanding it, okay, more than the Pep thing, this is the how to win in the EPL. And how to win in the EPL and on all fronts and compete at all levels is easy. Meaning, I mean, obviously I'm being tongue-in-cheek. Easy is because you have to strengthen that squad so much that the turnover, whoever comes in won't hurt you. And not just with average players or okay players, but world class. So what he's done is, yes, it's well documented. Look at what he's spent.
Almost 600 million in two seasons.
So what he said is, okay, you want me to win a certain way? I can and I will. How do I do it fast? And how do I do it with to compete on all fronts, all trophies? This is the way I need to do it. And he's right. He's right, Reggie, because that's the only way it's going to happen where you're going to play that champagne football as well as compete on all fronts. It's the only way. It is the only way is to do what he's done. It's not to say, wow, what did you know? It's not a genius move. It's that's logical, I think. And then you have two other managers that are complaining, like Jose Mourinho saying, well, he's buying, and basically saying he's buying everybody. But here's where, you know, Jose. Hey,
they needed another $60 million defender. They did?
Yeah, that, you know, and that's what I mean with them. Manchester United, like, hey, you're crying poor. You're saying City's buying everybody. You can, and you have gotten a lot of world-class players, so I don't want to hear it from you, right? That's for me, that's the bottom line. But when you look at Chelsea, something's going on there because Conte understands, hey, we need to buy more and more. He gets it. So it's not like he's bellyaching to a point where, you know, I think he just wants to get fired. That's what it seems like now. It's openly saying he doesn't have strength of squad and stuff like that because he gets it. I mean, he gets it. You can win the EPL. You can win a league playing a certain way and with that roster. But to compete on all fronts, Man City's doing it. And I'm not saying it the right way, like this is great, but this is reality. And this is reality in the most lucrative league in the world and the toughest league in the world.
Well, the only way I'll agree with you is that we've talked about the strength of leagues in the past and different podcasts. And that's the only way I'll agree with you. If you want to compete on all fronts, like you said, have to have a big squad. I get it.
Yeah,
I understand that. But
you can't
deal with the firepower of some of these teams that they have as far as the bank accounts go, right?
No, and this is what's like. This is reality today. Like, fans talk about being good business. It's garbage, but it's reality. Meaning, we shouldn't have to worry about this. We should just worry about, you know, the teams on the field. But again, the managers, the player, the let's say the clubs, they're saying, okay, Well, yeah, if we do want to win and be in the mix in all of these things, this is the way to go. And apparently it is. I'm not agreeing with it. I you know, there's something to be said for, like, seeing the same 11 out there. But with all the competitions, we've been through this. It's not going to happen. And how long can you sustain it? Like, you look at Chelsea. They won the Premier League last year. You know, this year, I mean, it's not a bad season by all accounts. But, you know, they were the top dog. They're not going to be this year. So Guardiola's understanding what needs to be done in the game. I think the difference is because he's Pep Guardiola and he's not saying the stuff that Mourinho says. You know, if Mourinho was doing this, no one would give him the credit. You know, like, and again, some of the actions that Pep has taken this year with, like, going after players, after, you know, refs and stuff, if it was Mourinho, he'd be raked over the coals.
Right.
Right? And that's the thing that, you know, doesn't jive with me. It's like, you know, listen, he's playing the game, meaning he knows he's got to buy everybody. I'm like, I can't, Reggie, they were in on everybody. Mahrez wasn't happy at Leicester that he put in his transfer form, and they were in on him. Reggie, why would they need a Mahrez?
They don't. They're trying to do what Mourinho was doing at Chelsea, and it's trying to keep players away from other teams.
Other teams, like why would they need? Who is he going to play over?
Well, Sterling sucks. Sterling's terrible.
Well, he showed that today. He showed it. Wow,
he's bad.
First of all, he's had a great year, Reggie.
Okay, but listen again. If you're surrounding players with world class players. And you don't become the focal point or even an afterthought for players. They're going to leave you alone. If you're left alone, okay. If you're has his speed, he's going to slot some goals. He's terrible.
Yeah. I wouldn't go so far as he's terrible.
He's terrible.
Okay. I mean, judging on his miss today from about 1 yard out, that's hard to disagree with. Because he did, I don't know if you saw it, but he missed from literally a yard out. But it's probably
that's the Sterling I know.
Yeah, it's probably the worst miss I've ever seen. But, you know, the point being is, you know, he's gotten, like, look at that. Like, Sterling costs how much? And he's there, like, they have, like, 50, this is 52? This is the EPL today, is that you have to, and I don't like it. This is the market, and this is what we're seeing, right? You're seeing the teams have to buy and buy. Like, we know who's going to finish in the top six. Got it. If we look at 10 and below, in the EPL, no one is safe.
Well, I saw a stat today. There's 4 points from the bottom to 11th. It's 4 point difference.
So it really is the have and have nots, right? Now, again, does it make for an exciting relegation battle? Absolutely. So if you're the EPL and, you know, like, you're in the media and broadcaster, this is great because, you know, this is the intrigue, the beauty, whatever it is, the allure of the Premier League too. It's not just the top. We get it. But it really is the haves and not so have nots, right? Because you can't really feel bad for these teams that are making billions of dollars. But that's what it is. So Pep Guardiola, I think he's buying all this. I think genuinely he would love to, you know, have had this academy and done, but he gets it. There's no way you can compete in the EPL in the toughest, most lucrative league in the world today.
You can.
Without doing this. There's no way without buying these players. If you want to be, like we said millions of times today, you want to be in all these league cups that I can't keep track of. FA Cup, you know, Champions
League. Every league plays the same amount of tournaments.
I thought the EPL played one more, didn't they?
Well, how many is in Italy? Three?
That's it. There's just...
There's three if you're not in Champions League.
Right, but then the EPL is what, one extra, right? They have the League Cup.
The League Cup, they have that Caribou Cup or whatever, if that's the League Cup.
So that's an extra one. So there's League Cup and Caribou Cup, right?
Yeah, there is. No, FA Cup and Caribou Cup, I think, are different. And then if you have Champions League and you have the regular league.
Even if it's one extra tournament, Reg, when it's one extra than everyone else and it's based on the EPL season... That's tough enough.
But do you need to go out and buy a $50, $60 million defender because you have the Caribou Cup to play? Why don't you just play someone from your academy?
Oh, this is what I mean. Like, this is what I'm saying, Reggie. I think it's more of a statement as to, okay, it's almost like they've embraced the outrageousness of this. I'm telling you. That's what it is. There's no other way, because managers have said with the fixture list, and especially coming from, you know, Spain, Italy, other places, that they don't accept this. They really think that this is a foreign thing. Like, this shouldn't be happening because of all the, I'm not agreeing with it or disagreeing with it, but, you know, injuries and rest. Pep obviously is not happy with it. Antonio Conte is really dwelling on it. So, yeah, they went out and did this. I'm saying this is more of a, oh, yeah, you want to play this way? I think that's what he's saying. I really believe it. That's how he's convinced Man City, of course. Again, money is not an issue with these clubs.
Well, some of them it's not.
No, absolutely. Well, the issue is, are you going to spend it or not? Because obviously, even when we look at Arsenal, they have it. They want to spend it.
Right.
You know, and it's almost like, you know, I think it was it Dion Dublin was saying on Premier League Today, or someone was, about, you know, he's appeased the board. It might have been Alan Kerr, it doesn't matter. But, you know, Wenger has appeased the board too with, hey, listen, we could still do a bit of business, you know, save our finances here and buy, and we make people happy, right? Whereas the board on these other teams are saying, no, we're going after it, and we just want to win. You know, that's what it is. I mean, you look at the number of the amount of money that was spent in the EPL transfers compared to everyone else is astronomical. But that's the thing. In the last 2 years, I think it's totally clear which league is standing on its own.
You want to fix the league? You want to fix the EPL? Model what? It after La Liga, Serie A, and Bundesliga. That's the way you fix EPL.
Just you give them too much money. No, you give too them much money, Reggie.
You give them, well, yeah, but Joe, you give them a break in January or in December or whatever, up to January. Way, yeah. That way, your squads don't have to be as big.
You know, Reggie, I think the, I'd like to see the numbers, but I think the amount of money and revenue that is generated in that holiday season compared to everyone else, right? Because think about it, Reg. Let's venture to see the numbers on the Boxing Day and New Year's Day games,
Joe.
Because everyone's home.
Yeah, but Joe, you're talking about, hey, if I have $1 billion or if I have $2 billion, it really doesn't. What's the extra billion gonna do for you that you can't do with your $1 billion? Yeah.
I think to me and you and to most fans, you're right. We agree with that, but we're naive to think that it does matter to these guys, Reg. They are so focused on making as much profit as they can. I think that's the number one goal. And I think when they go to clubs and say, you want a break or do you want more of a share of the money?
Well, it depends who you're asking, though. If there's six clubs that would say, you know what, give me a break. And then there's another 13 that are like, you know what, we want the money. But who, you know, Reggie, who's watching Watford? Really, who's watching Watford Swansea? You have to listen to the bigger clubs. It sucks for me to say that.
You know, Reggie, I think they are. I think they are listening to the bigger clubs.
But the bigger clubs don't want to play. The bigger clubs don't want to play in the winter.
You know, Reggie, I think the managers don't want to. That's a key point that I think. I think the managers would rather not play.
I think some of the players don't want to play either, because when you start talking to them at the end of the season, they just played 60 games in a year, including internationals and Champions League and this
managers,
and that.
Right, when I say managers and players, right, they can stay together. But I mean boards and chairmen and people in charge, they want to play. I really believe it. I could be way off, and maybe someone could challenge me on it. Yeah, maybe I'm just, you know, uneducated on it, but I think they want to play, Reg. I really do believe that.
So how does the greedy Real Madrid get away with it? How do they make their money in Barcelona with that month off? How do they make their money then? Everyone's making money.
I agree. I just think that they're, those clubs are obviously a little different in terms of, you know, their global stature. I know now most EPL clubs in the top six are getting there anyway, right? But I don't know. I just think that it's not going away, these fixtures, and I don't think the season's going to go away, and the sponsorship involved, the more games are, it was going to make everybody money. Kind of like the same thing with the NFL with the Thursday night game, right?
Mm.
So, I just don't see it going away. But what I do hate seeing is, you know, people saying, you know, these astronomical, you know, transfer fees, and it wasn't like this in 1997 when Ronaldo moved from Barcelona to Inter. Like, imagine what he would go for now. Well, you know what? If I was buying my house in 1998 compared to buying it now, I don't like that argument.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember when Danielson was the highest paid player in the world, and it was only like $27 million. I don't know what it was, right? When he moved from Sao Paulo or wherever he come from to Real Betis. Well, I mean, that's such a weak argument. You know, like, that was before. I mean, that's market value. Well, yeah, we get it. This Laporte wasn't worth whatever he is, and John Stones. I get it. I understand that.
But you know,
what would Nesta go for? What would Carnaval? What would Puyol go for? Listen, I get it. It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Yeah,
money.
But it's one club pricing other clubs out of the market. It's not the value of a player. It's Manchester, and we're talking about Manchester City. It's Manchester City saying, okay, this guy's worth 30 million. We're going to offer you 50 and then see who's really serious. And then when no one's serious, you buy John Stones for 50 million.
Yeah, but I don't think they're alone. I mean, look at Liverpool with Van Dijk, you know?
Yeah.
That's silly money. I mean, like, so they're in it too. I mean, you know, these teams are all in it.
Yeah, but they get 140 for Coutinho. What's 70 million for this guy?
Yeah, but even that, like, isn't that silly? Like, that's crazy. Like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Barcelona's just as guilty, too.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, these guys are all in that thing, and it looks more and more like a European Super League is where things are going to go. But, you know, I mean, you know, what for when you can double dip, right? You have the domestics, and then you just do it in Champions all over again, right? In Europa. So, you know, it just boggles my mind when we look back and say, oh, what would this guy have been in the market? Well, you know, I mean, that's, if we can have time travel machine, life would be great. So, I mean, it's, I don't know, when we started this conversation, talking about Arsenal, you know what, buy a damn center back, buy someone else to help, but like, you need to get a hard man in there once and for all, like, rewind, fast forward, whatever you want to, play the tape from 3 or 4 years ago. Wenger, you still haven't solved your damn problems. You know, you are going to score goals. You're going to play beautiful soccer. Sort yourself out. Join the big boys or don't. Man City, we get it. Who are you going to buy next? Because it looks like you're just going to buy everybody, right?
Buy everybody.
You know, like Liverpool, Klopp, kind of like Arsenal 1 and 1A. Smack somebody one day, look like world beaters, and then go lay an egg, both of them at Swansea. You know, Chelsea, get on with it, Conte. Like, we get it, okay? You don't really want to be there. You're complaining about this. You still can't complain either. You got some world-class players, too. You know? Like, quit the belly ache. Are you sick of hearing Antonio Conte bellyache? I am.
I don't listen to anybody.
Like, he's got to stop, too, right? So, dare I say, the only guy, and you might hate this, but who I'm like, I'm okay listening to, is Mauro Pochettino. Despite the fact, like, take away the fact that he's a Spurs man. I don't know.
I'm gonna let you go on with that because I don't agree. So.
Well, listen, I just think we get it. That's the fixture list. Okay, it is not favorable. We understand, right? But well, speaking of Spurs, Lucas Moura, I think it is, who got transferred from PSG, kind of echoed a lot of fan sentiments. I know we've said this a lot about, you know, he wanted to come to a club with a challenge instead of just waking up and understanding that, hey, you're going to win the league every year with zero challenge.
Well, Liga is terrible.
Yeah. You know, like, it's true. And no. I mean, I don't know if you saw. Yeah. You know, so good on him for saying that. We don't get a lot of honesty from players and stuff about stuff like that. But, you know.
That's a shot at Messi.
Well, Liga, I mean, and we know that La Liga, we know who's going to win every year too. But at least it's not Liga. Like, Liga is really like the Harlem Globetrotters playing against the Washington Generals.
Every week.
Like, every week, right? Like, I know that Real Madrid has fallen off the earth, too, this year. But, you know, if I'm saying that, they're still, who knows, they might have a great deep Champions League. So.
That's another thing about some of these teams. They pick and choose their battles, right? We're sitting here today listening to some of the commentators talk about the Arsenal game. And it's like, they make sense. And I don't know. I know Wenger must think about this and other people in the club must think about this, but why not focus your efforts on trying to get back into the Champions League? And the only way you're going to get back into the Champions League is if you win Europa, because you're 8 points out of fifth place now. I think it's 8 points out of fifth. So how are you going to make up all those points to get to fourth, to get into the Champions League? So why don't we just, you know, calm down on, you know, maybe
and do a Manchester United style like last year.
Rest guys in the league and go for Europa so we can get back into Champions League. Why don't we do that?
I mean, you really got to say that they're one of the top three teams, and if not the favorite in Europa League, right?
Well, they should be. Well, Aubameyang's cup tied, so he can't play. But you still have Lacazette, who the forgotten man today, right? No one's even talking about he's on our team.
Yeah,
and you know, so why don't we focus on that? But we're so focused on we have a cup final at Wembley and this, and then we're fighting for the league. We're not in the league anymore. League's over.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's in the league. I think it's Man City and it's done, right? That's fine.
Well, to win the league, no. Come on, no chance. But I mean, even to finish fourth, you know,
like fourth, yeah.
Do you know who has to lose and you have to win? And okay, if that person does, this team does that, I hate that. This team has to do this, and then I don't like that. You didn't do the business when you had the chance, so now the only focus should be playing perfect soccer in Europa League. That's it. Yeah. That's what the season should be.
Europa League, you got like. Again, part, but so them, Arsenal, got Napoli, who might be a contender, right? I still favor Arsenal over that. I think, you know, be close, but, you know, Borussia's in it, I think, right? They didn't fall to fourth, did they, in their division? Did they not even make Europa League?
Weren't they in Champions League and lost?
Yes, no, they did, but
that's why he's cupped. I don't know if they finished last. That's why he's cupped. He can't play that. He can't play now because I think they're in.
Yeah, because he played with Borussia, right? But yeah, I'm with you there. Like, that makes sense because you get with the big boys, you got to do it. But maybe that is the thing. Who knows? But again, we say this all the time. Their strength of squad and what they should have. See what they should have, and what they do have. You know, it's two different things. And you know, that's why I say, like, yeah, the silly business of the transfer market is in full effect with a team like Man City because they're just. I mean, it was a little ridiculous when I heard the names bantied about. I'm like, what? They need another one? Like, I can't even keep up.
Yeah, Riyad
Mahrez. What they're getting?
Riyad Mahrez. They want Riyad Mahrez. They already have Aguero. They have Gabriel. Yeah. Even though he's hurt or whatever. De Bruyne, superstar Sterling, like
David Silva.
What else do you need?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You know, and that's what
Kyle Walker, again, 50 just, million. Are you joking?
Yeah, that was a pretty funny joke because today I love how he just goes to sleep sometimes defensively. And he did today against Burnley.
Terrible.
I'm like 50 million, but you know, again, it's like that. Like you said, the market, and you're like, yeah, Kyle Walker is 50 million. It's unbelievable to me.
If Kyle Walker's really 25 million, you have maybe seven teams lining up to buy him. When Kyle Walker's 50 million, he can only go to one team.
Yeah, that's it. You know,
that's how you get your guy.
If there's one guy who's that as a fullback in the EPL, I mean, who comes to mind right now is Marcus Alonso. Is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He really is fantastic.
Until City comes in next year and offers Chelsea 70 million for him.
Yeah, can you imagine? You probably could, but you know, I think he might go back to Real Madrid. But you know, this is the nature of it, you know. And you know, some fans nowadays were like, it's like they know more about the transfer fees than they do about the you know, the actual game and teams playing. That's the nature of it. Everything, we're always talking about this and this. How much is this worth and that? Because that's what it's become, right? So.
It's true. It's a money league, and if you ever wanted to go back to the way it was when it first started, which was supposed to be based on soccer, football, and how it was played, and whoever played the hardest and who didn't give up usually won the game. There has to be some changes as far as the way that the games are played and scheduled. And I'm telling you, Joe, they add, and I've said this a million times, they add a winter break. You're going to see a big difference in the way teams play.
I agree with that too.
But anyways, that's a situation and a conversation for people much, much smarter than us, obviously.
Yeah, so I guess they're, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just going to add because last transfer thing, Kyle Larin,
mm-hmm.
Orlando City.
Yeah.
Canadian born,
yeah.
Brampton native, played at the University of Connecticut, UConn Huskies, mm-hmm. all that stuff. He has joined Atiba Hutchinson.
The Besiktas,
and yeah, will be part of Champions League football. So pretty amazing.
Didn't he leave without permission?
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy, which we might have to get into in another show. So we get our facts straight, Reggie, mm-hmm. but it was controversial and mm-hmm. it was not smooth. Let's put it that way.
I heard Orlando City said don't go, and he went.
It was kind of like that, from what I hear. I'm not sure exactly. Like, you tell I'm pleading the fifth here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but yeah, the bottom line was that Kyle Larin has made his transfer. The worst kept secret and Canadian transfer history has gone to Beşiktaş in Turkey. And we'll play in the Champions League. Well, at least be on the roster for it. But
yeah,
and that's that. But Reggie, in another note, they also signed Wagner.
Are you? He's still around?
No. Yeah, if you remember, I'm referencing the, you know, the call, the or the announcers in the one of the Copa Americas one year, Reggie, if you remember, that's how they would announce him.
He's Wagner still, Love. He's still around?
It's him, Reggie. It's him. They actually had him pictured with with Kyle Lahren. Yeah. So that's it.
Now you're gonna tell me that. What the hell's that guy's name? Ivory Coast guy with the dreads. Oh, I forgot his name. Anyways, when it comes back to me, I'll tell you. You're going to tell me he's in the league too. Or what was his name? He used to play for Arsenal. Or Gervinho.
Gervinho, that's right. Where did Gervinho end up?
You're going to show up in Beşiktaş one day.
Yeah.
Wagner
did
Love.
He end up in China?
I don't know where he was. I think he actually, you know what? I think he did go to China. He did.
Took the money and ran.
Took the money and ran, man. Yeah. What else is there now, right?
A couple of failed transfers. Dzeko was like basically trying to get Conte was trying to get him to Chelsea. He ends up staying at Roma. Man, if you're Roma, what the hell were you thinking, selling him or trying to? But I guess money.
Yeah, but I heard the only reason why he didn't go is because of the length of the contract. Chelsea has a policy of not signing players over 30 to more than 1 year. And he was like, I want to. And Chelsea said, have fun in Roma.
Yeah, and I think Conte was really happy about that too, right? So again, adding to like him openly criticizing the club's transfer policy. And I think that love affair is going to be done. I think Antonio Conte's done. You could tell. Just thinking of where he's going to end up. A lot of people saying, oh, he'll end up at the, you know, Italian national team. No, that's going to be a dead end for 2 years, in my opinion, because there's no money there. But
US
I don't know where
he's going to
end up. Sorry?
U.S. national team.
Whoa, wow. Money will be there. Yeah. Money will be there, but who knows?
Players might not so much, but...
Yeah, wow. That's wow. Reggie, if that comes through, we're saving the tape on this.
Well, if Greg Vanney turns it down, then maybe they'll go to Conte.
You never know. Mm-hmm. So,
Where do you think he's going to end up?
I really believe, Reggie, he will end up, good question. I think he's going to end up back in Italy.
Not Real Madrid? Zidane's on his way out.
Yeah, I think he's going to go back to Italy, Reg.
Yeah? To where?
I think so. Or do the Pep Guardiola
take a year off.
Yeah.
Wait for someone to get fired and then slide in?
Yeah.
Like a snake?
That's what I think.
Yeah?
I mean, in Italy, I mean, you know, who knows? Who knows? You know, Reggie, I think he just looks spent. You know, he just looks done. EPL, all that running around.
EPL's not a league where you can just, you know, practice three times a week, play a game, and then drink wine and eat cheese at night. You have one game Wednesday, you have a game Saturday, you have Caribou Cup, FA Cup, you have Champions League. You can't rest. There's no rest
for that, Reggie. I don't think that's a problem. I think he's and not and all kidding aside, he's such a hard worker, and not because of the thing like that's the Italian managers, not because they're Italian, but the Italian way of managing is that they work hard. They just, even when they're here and domestically, they work hard. Right. Mm-hmm. I think he thought he would have had more of a backing from Abramovich. But on the other side is, I mean, we all know if we look at the history, it's a two to three year love affair with Abramovich and then he gets rid of you.
Oh, I wish we could have him as an owner.
No, you Arsenal has a 20-30 year.
30 years.
Man, yeah.
This guy, Wenger, when Wenger wants to leave, that's when he'll leave. No one's going to get rid of him. That's the way I look at it. It's terrible.
Yeah, obviously.
Anyway,
it's obvious that's going to be the case. But I guess we kind of touched a little bit with Canadiana, but I guess Canadian team, what a signing for TFC.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good to sign a Dutch international, played at the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Gregory van der Veel, like I always pronounce his name wrong, van der Veel, van der Veel.
And he's a right back or a left back, right?
Yeah.
Out of our current squad gets the boot?
I think it'll be a turnover thing, right? I mean, you got, they're happy with Hassler.
Yeah.
Right? And they'll rotate in, and depending on how they play, I think you have Mavinga, I think, they're again, you talk about competing on many fronts. right?
Right.
And again, if we go with our back three, you still keep Mavinga in there, and Van der Veel could be a wing back with, you know, switching off with Hassler and Morrow and so on. I think they need a bigger squad too, Reggie. They're going to be their season starts in a month, not even.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the preseason started, but I mean, with, you know, their Champions League date. So
I think they start out in February, no?
Yeah, it's soon. So TFC, you know, the MLS schedule is pretty rigorous one too. And once again, you're seeing transfers that are becoming more and more with guys from Europe. A lot of Canadians moving too. Michael Patrasso going to Montreal Impact.
Oh, yeah. Great.
If I miss some of them, I apologize. You know, I don't know if it's been announced, but very close. Might have been announced. Great kid. Used to play at York University. Played with Toronto FC's Academy. Played League One Ontario. Played Louisville City last year. Won the USL Cup. You know, Mark Anthony Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Played great in the Gold Cup.
Gold Cup, yeah.
He is. I don't think they made it official. Got to check our stats there, Reg. But LAFC. Mm-hmm. He'll be joining Raheem Edwards and Coach DeSantos. There are a lot of Canadians, right? And good for him. Great player, young player, Toronto kid, and great attitude. Wish him all the best, Mark Anthony Kay.
Definitely.
So there's their Canadian angle with transfers. And if I miss some of them, you know, boys, we'll make sure that we mention you in the next show and give you your credit and your just due.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We're going to do another Canadiana show, maybe the end of March, mid-March, end of March. We're going to look to do a preview show. We're going to do the colleges again for the guys that we know, the Ryerson guys and York and UFT, maybe get Ilya and some of the other guys on the show as well. Yeah, so we'll look for that mid-March, end of March, around there, just before the seasons get going for those guys. AC Milan do anything, Joe?
Oh,
or did they do all their did all their business in the summer?
Yeah, they spent all that. They wasted all their money. I shouldn't say that.
They wasted all their money.
In the recent past, you know, the last three or four games, they've been showing some sense of life and identity.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably, Gattuso has shown me more than just a rah-rah guy.
Yeah.
And then some good things. Bonucci has actually come back to life a little bit. And Çalhanoğlu, I always pronounce the name wrong, but, you know, coming over from Germany, the Turkish international, has actually played very well. They've gotten some better results. And, you know, but in terms of the transfer market, no. It's very quiet in Italy. I think Rafinha went to Inter and things like that, but nothing too spectacular that way.
Well, what's Joe Mario doing in West Ham? Well, how come Inter didn't need him?
Yeah, you know, it's an anomaly. That player just never got, I thought, never settled in at Inter. I've always rated him a lot. I've always said that. Especially coming off that great, you know, European Championship with Portugal. I still rate João Mário a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to fit in there. I mean, again, you go in right into it. You know, Reggie, not enough is made for being transferred into the EPL, which is tough enough.
Right.
But then to be transferred into a relegation battle in the EPL.
Right.
Now, that's something to say too. Reggie, what about, we called it Bakary Sagna to Benevento.
Oh, my God.
We called it, didn't we?
That's Serie A or B or C or D?
It is Serie A, but very close to something lower with Benevento. But yeah, he's there. So.
Well, he's trying to make the French national team. It seems everyone's leaving somewhere to make the French national team.
Well, geez, they can make two or three. So make players,
They could. And some of these guys like Giroud and Sagna.
Well, what was Giroud thinking? Like, he's going to go there. Is he playing at Chelsea? Is he going to get minutes? I think he should, but I mean...
He's not. as long as Morata's fit, he's not going to play.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why he didn't go to Dortmund. Dortmund would have, well, there's a lot of stories behind that, and we're not a gossip show, so we're not going to get into all of that, but it had something to do with that. Prior indiscretions, and his wife said no, so...
Wow.
I think the what was on the cards, which would have made more sense for Arsenal, was to send him on loan for a 6-month loan to Dortmund, so he can get his playing time, make the World Cup team, and then come back. To Arsenal, but I don't know why it didn't happen like that. He didn't want to.
He never got the respect I think he deserved. You know, like, he did a lot of good things for Arsenal.
I think the fans were a little upset that he went to Chelsea. Yeah, a little upset that he left, period. I was upset that he left. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what team he went to. It was like I think we still need a guy like Giroud.
I agree.
But how are you gonna say, okay, well now your strikers are Lacazette and Aubameyang, and you're gonna say, whoa,
yeah.
What am I gonna say? We still need Giroud? I can't say that, but
yeah,
you know.
I told you what you need, Arsene. You need to get some nails, some toughness.
No, they need. I'll tell you what. And I was bringing this up earlier in the podcast. If your defensive midfielder is not playing striker, you're fine. But he's the first line of defense for them.
Yeah,
and he's playing. He's above. He's beyond Ozil at some points. One ball over the top, and it's a breakaway. It's a one on one with our defenders.
Yeah.
It's
the same old thing with Arsenal. I think everybody wants to be in on the goal.
Yeah, no, but you gotta play Dunga. You gotta play Deschamps. You gotta play Gattuso. They're at the back protecting. Yeah. That's what their job is.
I think that's what creeps in at Arsenal is that everybody wants to be in on the cake, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, yeah. let's see if things change. I doubt it. I think we're gonna be having the same conversation about this. But as we know, with the EPL and you know this league, you never know what's going to happen. That's why it is so, you know, exciting, amazing, all those things. Add all the adjectives about it.
Well, the only thing that I can look forward to next season is that they fix the offense. Now, the only thing they can fix now is the defense. They're in the talks with Riyad Mahrez. We don't need him, so let's get away from that, and let's and let's fix the defense. That's the only thing that's left: the defense and the goalie. That's it. Once you fix those, you're good.
Yeah, because you need an exit plan for Czech because of the, you know, the age and stuff.
Czech's done.
Yeah.
Did you see the Swansea game?
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
It's a one-off. I get it. It's one-off, but still, he's not
enough. Well, listen, no, but he's done more than enough for me.
Yeah, but going forward with this young team, now you got all these players for 3-4 years. Czech can't be the answer in 3-4 years.
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. They need a plan there too. Not as bad as or not as desperately. And maybe Liverpool, but yeah, they still got to solve that.
Yeah, and I think they'll do something in the summer, but we'll see.
I think so too. I think that'll be the time for it, but
we'll see.
All right, that was a lot of stuff, but I'm tired now. I don't know about you. But...
Yeah, good show. Just looking at the time. Lot, just looking at the time we've been talking.
We did a lot, man. 48 minutes. More than that. That's enough.
Indeed. So I think. Guys, I think next week we have a new personality joining the ranks.
Yeah, we're lining it up. And we do mean personality.
And when I say personality, I mean personality.
Personality.
We're probably going to be getting some...
talking Cheese Whiz personality here.
It's going to be either one of the two. Either we hate that guy or we love him. There's going to be nobody in between. Okay?
Nobody in between.
So
nobody in between.
We'll tease it like that, and hopefully we can have him on next week if we can coordinate everything correctly.
And just for those of you guys who are loyal and you guys listen to our pod, it's great. We appreciate it. Subscribe, though. Like, you got to subscribe to us. That's the best thing. Please help us out.
Yeah, definitely. Just, you know, definitely.
If you're and we love that there's a hardcore group of you. You're awesome.
We know people are listening. We definitely know people are listening.
That's right. Just please subscribe. You know, that's all we ask, but thank you.
And where can they subscribe, Joe?
Oh, my God. Let me see if I can get the Stitcher, right?
Yes,
is that one?
Yes.
Yeah. That's iTunes.
Yes.
And over to you, Reg.
Player FM.
That's the one. Tune in. There you go.
And we're going to be, like I said in the intro, we're looking to get onto Spotify in a couple of emails back and forth on how we can do that. So if we can get into Spotify, I think that'll be big for us. And hopefully we can do that. But guys, again, the website, footballweekly.com, Twitter, football_weekly, individual Twitter, @Reginaldinho_5, @JoeCola4. Anything to say? Any questions, comments? Agree, disagree, love Pep, hate Pep? Let us know. Again, guys, you can subscribe on TuneIn, Stitcher, Player FM, iTunes, and a number of different podcasters you can get our podcast on. And again, next week, hopefully we'll have that guest on and it should be quite entertaining. Joe, anything else?
You're good. You said it all. That's very good. I'm trying to remember myself. Very good.
And with that, guys, thanks for listening and we'll catch you next week.
TSN AFC MLS Cup champions.